Morning.
Morning. Hello, listeners. This is Bunty. This thing that we are about to do with you is something Rohit and me had been discussing for a while. And this is basically that, a lot of our imagination and impressions of India as we were growing up was shaped by television and advertising on television that was being shown. The media was being liberalized, advertising and communication with people on buying things was improving. And I'm talking about a period through the 80s and early 90s. And we felt that one interesting segment in this show could be when we talk about specific ads that were made in India, which had some influence in getting people to imagine themselves in a particular way. So this is one ad that Rohit and me have been thinking about, and there'll be many others, and we're happy to take suggestions on that. This was an ad that came out in 1993 about Cadbury milk chocolates.
Let me just play it
With
in the background.
play it in the background and see whether our listeners can keep track of it. So we'll just fire that up, and the we'll talk about the premise, but as the tune, that's kicking in. So I'm sure you're able to pick up where this ad sits. So that's the Cadbury's ad, and that's the tune. So Asli Swad Zindagi Ka, the real taste of life, that was what the campaign was about. But obviously, we'd encourage you to go and see the ad. It's available on YouTube. We'd also like you to suggest other similar communication, whether government communications or, television serials that you are familiar with, whether you'd like to hear us have a chat about it. On this ad, Rohit, here's the premise. There are two batsmen and 11 fielders. All the fielders who have been cast are malnourished.
Very interesting, very interesting.
The fielders are scrawny, malnourished people. The batsman who's facing the bowler is this basically a middle-aged tubby man who looks, in the setting of the 90s, a prosperous guy, right?
So
He, he's loaded because there's this whole thing that, boss, mere ko फील्डिंग का चांस आया है, अभी बैटिंग का चांस नहीं आया है,
हाँ
तो
फील्ड
आई एम जस्ट फील्डिंग, राइट? सो दिस बैट्समैन इज अ वेरी प्रॉस्परस लुकिंग गाय, मैरिजेबल मटेरियल, वेर इज ऑल द अदर गाइज हु आर ऑन द फील्ड लुक लाइक बेसिकली अनएम्प्लॉयड, हैवन बीन एबल टू होल्ड डाउन अ जॉब, लेट अलोन थिंक ऑफ ईटिंग अ चॉकलेट.
दिस इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग बिकॉज दिस एक्चुअली till this current cricket team and till a few years ago, this is what the attitude in the Indian cricket team was towards fielding as well, right? Even when we used to play cricket as kids, there would be guys, I mean, the lowest form of human existence was a guy who took his batting and then like buzzed off, mummy bula rahi hai, I have to do homework, it's getting dark, I'm not feeling well, bathroom jana hai, like when it came to fielding, right? And
Yes, exactly. And so the batsmen were like these entitled people. Fielders were like basically the underclass, and the bowlers are basically thugs,
And this is
right? So,
basically the concept of Nawab of Oud as well, right? The Nawab of Oud used to like, the servants were basically paid to field, and he would make triple century every time he went out, right? So,
So the ad opens in that scenario where 11, the low fielder, thuggish bowler, and a very marriage material. Fat, basically, I don't want to couch it in any other term. It's not a healthy, I'd call it a fat, tubby batsman,
But in the
right?
North Indian scheme of things, the bacche ki health achhi hai,
Absolutely. The morning, evening Horlicks, right? Achha. Now, the next thing that happens in the ad is it's a tense situation. Everything is coming down to a do or die scenario. So, evil bowler runs in and delivers a ball, and overweight batsman hits the ball. And it goes up into the sky, right? That is where the scene freezes, and at that point, the viewer is taken to the audience. Now, The audience in this match is a very genteel audience. They are trying to create a Viceroy Shamiana type effect where people in hot, humid, potentially Mumbai weather are wearing cravats, suits, jackets, and sitting in under a Shamiana,
So
right?
basically, Kanpur,
Kanpur, Chitpur, Nagpur,
Kanpur.
everything's ending in a hurry. And in the middle of
Sorry.
this kind of elderly elderly setting, not middle age, elderly setting of people who are former colonels and people who went on shikars, is a girl wearing who's about 20 to 25. She's wearing a floral printed dress, clutching onto a humongous bar of chocolate, right? Because if you had to snack in these refined situations, you only could snack in chocolate. You can't do samosa or vada pav. It would be completely not the done thing. So she's biting into a chocolate, and while she's biting into the chocolate, the ball has gone into the air, and then we see that she's nervous because this guy may get caught. What happens is the guy doesn't get caught. The ball goes for a six. Presumably, that's a deciding point. The winner, that is the winning shot. At this point, what happens is very interesting in the scheme of early 90s India, given that most of our stadiums are like prisons with very high fences barring audience contact from players, right? In this situation, because it's the right kind of people, there is no separation between the audience and the people on the field, 11 of whom are lowly, one is marriage material, as we
You
are
know,
saying in.
you raise a fantastic point about the fact that a chocolate. A bar of chocolate like Cadbury's, it was a luxury item for the middle classes as well, right? And the middle classes in India have always been elites, right? The term middle class is actually in the West, it's used for median income groups, but by and large in India, it's essentially used for the top 10% of the income earning groups. And again, accepting the point that there's sort of very wide diversity even among that 10%. You know, there's salaried professionals and there's, you know, the Ambani types. But we are still talking about elites. Now, even for the elites, you know, I just remember that growing up in India, you know, things like thumbs up in a sort of quote unquote middle class family, elite family, but middle class family also. I mean, you know, we were obviously, you know, not anything. Our lifestyle was nothing like, you know, the Ambani type lifestyle. You know, a Cadbury's chocolate was something that you shared, right?
Correct.
Or, you know, thumbs up. These were saved for special occasions. You know, guests are coming, you know, and so the idea of a person eating a chocolate bar by themselves in
Correct.
itself is a kind of marker of tremendous prosperity and wealth. And, you know,
Correct.
this is why when Indians from that generation, they come to the US, for instance, it just blows their mind, right? That, you know, you get free Coke refills and things like that in restaurants, right? That you just pay $1.29, but it is unlimited Coke. So, you know, and no, it's true because, you know, I remember one of the first times I was in the US and I went out with some other guys who had also, you know, joined the same a PhD program in the same university. What I noticed was that you know, they were telling me that you know, Indians often have these very interesting techniques of getting more of the item. So if it is a place where there are no refills, then you tell the server, don't put too much ice because too much ice diminishes the quantity of the iced tea or coke. But if it is unlimited refills, so beta dal ice dal
Okay, no, that's an interesting point that you know the how consumption has had this space in our imagination and how kids consume differently today than when we consumed. You're so right that you know a thumbs up. I remember after we end up playing street cricket, it was a favorite thing of ours to do to share amongst four people one bottle of thumbs up or Gold Spot or whatever. So
And what
it
was the guy's name? Bikash Das shop, no?
yeah,
Bikash
Vikash's shop, who had, and we'll talk about Vikash's in some other episode. But anyway, so back to the ad. So this is this death-defying sixer that this fat man has hit against 11 scrawny, underfed people. And this girl sitting in very genteel surroundings with no barrier between the audience and the thing, in pure joy, breaks out into a spontaneous dance And spontaneous dance as interpreted in an Indian context in early 90s,
right,
which is wriggling, because she's having to riff off what is spontaneous, because most Indian movies and Bollywood movies at the moment, all dances are very kind of structured. So she's
right.
been instructed to dance as if, you know, it's unstructured and it's joyful and you're expressing yourself. And I hope the lady who did it, we do not mean her any ill.
Right, right.
It's just we are looking at it about 30 years down the road.
Sorry, excuse me, please. Yeah.
We're looking at it about nearly 30 years down the line, yeah? It's 17 years this side, and yeah, it's
yeah,
about
wow.
34 years down the line. So it's a long time since this ad has been made. And we'd love to know what happened to that lady. But anyway, she breaks out into this spontaneous dance. And then what? Very interesting happened. There is this one security guard, right, for
right.
the entire stadium.
Right.
And he has been equipped with a danda, right? So now I'm thinking whoever was writing the script, and it was done by famous people, how had he structured it? Because I was thinking, what is going through that security guard's mind? Ki mem saab ko main kaise roku?
Right. Right. Yeah. Because
there are a couple of things. There are two things that is running through his head. First, she's a woman.
Right.
So I can't body tackle her.
Right.
Second, she's just come out of this, you know, ultra posh enclosure, and she's holding onto a bar of chocolate.
Right.
But my duty is not to let this lady pass. I don't have any advanced weaponry on me. I've got a danda.
Right.
But I have to stop her. And I was thinking, so this whole ad, the reason I wanted to pick up is in all the tamasha that happened when the ad actually aired, we got caught up either visualizing ourselves as the overweight marriageable cricketer who wins the girl, who has a very kind of sweet girlfriend. Or women were thinking, I wish I could go into a stadium situation and dance for my boyfriend spontaneously.
Or I could marry a cricketer.
Or I could marry a cricketer.
Right.
But in all of this tamasha, what got left out was this guard who, in the absence of any fencing, was responsible for holding back the crowd single-handedly.
And
right?
You know, it's a brilliant point you make, because it's really a kind of metaphor for the predicament of the subaltern in India, right? You know,
correct.
And subaltern studies they've covered a lot of different subalterns in their work, subaltern groups, but they have never really looked at security guards in cricket stadiums. And that
this security guard in cricket stadium where there is bereft of fencing,
and
the audience being well off, who he had the when the guard was being briefed for the security job. Let's
right,
look at it in
right.
real life. He was told, "Dekho, ye jo cricket match hoga, sab log aayenge. Kabhi kabar tumko bolega ye cold drink laake do, ye tum fatafat laake dena. There'll be no trouble."
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So this dude has been briefed that you will stand at the boundary ropes, and provide the genteel reassurance of policing.
Right.
And public order. He has not been told that he will have to deal with a hormonal lady who is clearly well brought up. Whether hormonal or not is not the point. The point is that she will rush onto the cricket field and that he will have to make an effort. So I was thinking about that guard and the mindset of what was going through the guard's mind. If this was a real life narrative, that would he have tackled? Because if it had happened today, there would have been no question that the girl would have been body slammed, you know, by the guard. Because we've gone to a stage where cricketers are gods and anybody who tries to access them is taken out of the equation. But yeah, I think we've talked about this.
Right.
What do you think, then?
No, I think it's an excellent point. And, you know, I really think that we need to look at all these so-called marginal figures in ads, because they raise a lot of very, very interesting kinds of questions about you know, the realities of large numbers of groups beyond the kind of middle class centric point of view. I think you're spot on about this. And I had another kind of somewhat tangential thought. So, you know, and I'll explain the sort of connection. So, you know that in India, people tend to call Uber, Uber, right?
Right.
It's always puzzled me why. Now, if you look at that ad, at some point of time when this batsman either misses a ball or he hits the shot, there's someone, a guy shaking his head, and he has that very, you know, late 80s, 90s kind of, this ad was 93, right? Not 83. So
yeah.
He has that huge, you know, that puff of hair or whatever, coif or whatever you want to call it, silver head. Now he reminds me of, there was a particular group of actors who had given, Amit Ji, our, icon, a lot of
Yes.
competition. One was a guy called Suresh Oberoi. I don't
Yeah.
know if anyone has heard of him. I remember there was another guy called, I think, Deepak Parashar, who also looked like a version of Jitendra, also used to love safari suits. And then there was a guy called Mark Zubair.
Right.
So, I have a feeling that because of this very popular actor, Mark Zubair,
Yeah.
who spelt his name Zuber, that's why everyone calls Uber Uber in India. That's my theory. I might be wrong, but this is my theory.
So I think this segment that we've just done, which is look at one ad and look at the angles of all the participants involved in the ad, we'd be very interested in seeing what our listeners feel about this, whether they can recommend ads that we need to talk about, explore the characters of what's going through their minds. And we are not interested in the principal characters. We are interested in the person who's the mar on the margin of the
Correct.
advertisement, on the
Correct.
communication,
Yeah.
to see what was going through his mind. And obviously, if by chance the people who featured in the ad get to listen to this and want to get in touch with us, they know where to find us.
Yeah. So the email is IndiaExplainedPodcast@gmail.com, and we are also on Twitter at IndiaExplained. All right. So I think, Bunty, yeah, I think that's where we should leave this off. So I think it's been an auspicious beginning, this Moo Mitha concept and so on. So we've started our deconstruction of Indian ads with Cadbury's, Zindagi Ka Swad, etc., etc. All right. So we'll be back very shortly. We'll be doing our regular episodes, and we'll also be doing some more of these specials, and hope to hear from you.
Chalo, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care, boss. Bye.